Secretary will call the roll.
Allen. Alvarado Gill. Archuleta. Ashby. Atkins. Becker. Blakespear. Bradford. Caballero. Cortese. Daly. Dodd. Durazo. Eggman. Glazer. Gonzalez. Grove. Hurtado. Jones. Laird. Limon. McGuire. Menjivar. Min. Newman. Wynn. Nilo. Ochoa Bogue. Padilla. Portentino. Roth. Rubio. Sayarto. Skinner. Smald Cuevas. Stern. Umberg. Wahab. Wiener. Wilk.
The quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail please rise? We'll be led in prayer by Senator Durazo. After which, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Expanding grandeur of creation, we give thanks this day. For this fragile planet, Earth, we give thanks this day. For the joy of human life, its wonders and surprises, we give thanks. For our human community, our oneness transcending all separation, we give thanks. And we pray for faith without fanaticism, for understanding of views not shared. We pray for all who labor and suffer for a fairer world. We pray that we may live not by our fears, but by our hopes, not by our words, but by our deeds. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Members, under privileges of the floor, I'd like to recognize Senator McGuire.
Well, good morning, Mr. President and members. It is an honor to be with each and every one of you today. And today, we are all Middletown High School Mustangs. Today, I rise to recognize Coach Bill Fultmer. You know, Coach Bill embodies the spirit, leadership, sportsmanship, and education like every football coach should. And behind us, we have high school football coach royalty, as he is one of the most successful football coaches in all of the United States of America. Coach Fultmer has been the head football coach of Middletown High School varsity Mustangs for nearly 40 years. He has been recently named the California State Coach of the Year, and get this, he has over 300 career wins as a football coach in Middletown and won previously. But his achievements go far beyond his impressive win record. He has dedicated thousands of hours to training and mentoring the students that he loves to work with. And he ensures that they have the skills not only to be a successful athlete, but most importantly, that they have the skills to be able to succeed in life. And he always wants them to be a compassionate and driven human. He is beloved in his community. He gives back so much year after year. And we're honored to be able to recognize him here today in the Senate. And joining the coach here on the floor are a few of the team, the leadership of the team who got him to over 300 wins. And we also have Assistant Coach Knowles, who is here. We have Moak Simon, who is here, is also Lake County Supervisor. And we are really grateful that we have the team captains from the Middletown Mustangs. And by the way, each of the students who are here with us today, their uncles and their dads were coached by Coach Alma as well. Can we please give it up for one of the most successful football coaches in all of the United States of America? And let's go Middletown Mustangs, everybody.
Invite anyone up for a picture. Message from the governor will be deemed read. Message from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports to committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Now is the time for motions, resolutions, and notices. Pursuant to Senate Rule 2910D, the following bills are referred to the Committee on Rules. File item number 12, SB 862. Members, I'd now like to recognize anyone who would like to remove bills from consent as part of our motions and resolutions. The desk asks that you please state clearly both the file number and the bill number. If we could have the file number and the bill number, we expect to have a number of these. So please state clearly. We'll start with Senator Menjivar.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, please remove file item number 257. AB 1239, Assemblymember Calderon, from the consent calendar and place it back on third reading for the purpose of amendments.
Senator Sayeto.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to remove the following bills from the inactive file: SCR 60, SCR 61, SCR 70, and SR 32.
Desk will note. Senator Wiener.
At the request of the author, please remove file item 255, Assembly Bill 1114, from the consent calendar for purposes of amendments.
Desk will note. Senator Cortese.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to pull AB 859, file item number 250, authored by Assemblymember Gallagher, from the consent calendar. The bill's been removed for four amendments. Thank you.
Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Request of the author, please remove file item number 120, AB 996, Assemblymember Lowe, and move it to the inactive file.
Senator Bradford.
At the request of the author, please remove file item 244, AB 581, from the consent calendar for the purpose of amendments.
Thank you. Desk will note. Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, please remove AB 1210, file item number 256, from the consent calendar. Thank you.
Senator Schoenberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, I'd like to remove file item 242 from the second day consent calendar.
Senator McGuire.
Mr. President, at the request of the author, I'd like to remove AB 224, file item 239 from the consent calendar and place it on the inactive file.
Thank you. Anyone else under motions and resolutions? Thank you. The desk will note. We now move on to considerations of the daily file, second reading file. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1027, 994.
Now we're going to move on to unfinished business, file item 10, Senator Cortese. The Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 642 by Senator Cortese, and Act relating to hazardous materials.
Senator Cortese.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, SB 642 gives county councils the same authority to prosecute hazardous materials violations as city attorneys, district attorneys, and the attorney general. Assembly amendments require county councils and DAs in the same county to notify each other when filing an action specified in the bill. This was done to address concerns about inconsistent or duplicative enforcement actions. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? See none? See none? Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Alrodgill. Archuleta. Aye. Ashby. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Becker. Aye. Blakespear. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cortese. Aye. Daly. No. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Eggman. Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. No. Hurtado. Jones. Hurtado. Aye. Jones. Laird. Limon. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Menjivar. Aye. Min. Aye. Newman. Aye. Wynn. No. Nilo. Aye. Ochoa. No. Padilla. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Searto. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Small Cuevas. Aye. Stern. Umberg. Aye. Wahab. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Alvarado Gill. Aye. Eggman. Jones. Laird. Stern.
Ayes are 32.
Jones, no.
Ayes are 32. The noes are 5. The assembly amendments are concurred in. Members. We now move on to Senate third reading. Oh, we recognize Senator Cortese. Moving back to motions and resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm requesting permission to enter a letter into the Daily Journal on SB 642.
Without objection.
Thank you.
We now move to Senate third reading, file item 29. Secretary, please read. Senator Ochoa Bogue. Secretary, please read.
Senate concurrent resolution 86 by Senator Ochoa Bogue relative to breastfeeding awareness month of 2023.
Senator Ochoa Bogue, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. SCR 86 recognizes August as a breastfeeding awareness month. Breastfeeding is an important part of an infant's first year because it is a powerful bonding activity between mother and child and provides a wellspring of nutrients that promote healthy development and growth. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, human milk and breastfeeding provide advantages to a child's general health, growth, and development, while significantly decreasing the risk of a large number of acute and chronic diseases, including sudden infant death syndrome, allergies, childhood leukemia, and infant mortality. Maternal health is also positively impacted by breastfeeding. It can help decrease postpartum bleeding and promote faster recovery after giving birth. It also decreases the risk of ovarian and breast cancers and helps reduce high blood pressure. While breastfeeding has many benefits for both mothers and infants, there are women who struggle to breastfeed for health reasons, both physical and emotional, and sometimes for reasons related to their general lifestyle or their line of work. Breastfeeding Awareness Month encourages all Californians to reflect on the health and economic benefits of breastfeeding and to identify and reduce the barriers so more mothers can breastfeed their children if they choose to do so. Following the recommendations of medical experts, educating mothers and employers about the importance of breastfeeding and supporting breastfeeding mothers in the workplace and their communities will make a difference in increasing this practice. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman. Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Laird.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye. Minjavar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Eggman, Laird.
Ayes 38, noes are zero. That measure passes. Now we go on to Assembly third reading. We will file item 37. Senator Roth, Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1731 by Assemblymember Santiago, an act relating to controlled substances.
Senator Roth.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would remove the requirement for a healthcare provider in the emergency department to review the Controlled Substance Utilization Review and Evaluation System, that's CURES, before prescribing buprenorphine to a patient. This is support. Request an aye vote.
This bill is eligible for unanimous roll call. Any objection to using unanimous roll call? Seeing none, the ayes are 38, the noes are zero, the measure passes. Now we move on to file item 55. Senator Gonzalez, Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1701 by Assemblymember Weber, an act relating to public health.
Senator Gonzalez, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I rise today to present AB 1701 on behalf of Assemblymember Weber, which will provide equity within the distribution of funds already allocated to the Department of Health for Black infant health programs by allowing both counties and cities with their own health departments, like the City of Long Beach, to apply for these funds. I respectfully ask for an aye vote on AB 1701.
Any discussion or debate? I see none. This is also eligible for unanimous roll call. Any objections? Ayes are 38, noes are zero. That measure passes. I will now move on to file item 94, be Senator Min. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1354 by Assemblymember Mike Fong, an act relating to pupil instruction.
Senator Min, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. President. AB 1354 would update our K through 12 history and social sciences curriculum framework to include the historical, social, economic, and political contributions of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders in the United States, as well as to teach and examples of racism, discrimination, and violence perpetrated against this community. During the pandemic, innocent individuals of Asian descent were harassed, attacked, and even killed while going about their daily lives. seniors were attacked while grocery shopping or simply walking in their neighborhood. Of course, we had a number of young people killed in Atlanta and New York for no other reason than that they looked Asian. Between March 2020 and March 2022, 11,500 hate incidents against Asian Americans were reported to the Stop AAPI Hate Reporting Center. AB 1354 would update our curriculum frameworks to include a more comprehensive perspective of the contributions of the AANHPI community, as well as the harms caused to our community due to anti-Asian sentiments throughout American history. It's through education that we can create a more inclusive learning environment for students and a more inclusive society for all people. I respectfully ask for an aye vote. I think it's important that we teach all our histories in our schools, and AAPI history is an important part of that. Thank you.
Thank you. This item is eligible for unanimous roll call as well. Any objection? Seeing none, the ayes are 38, noes are 0. That measure passes. Now we're going to move over to file item 100, Senator Dolley. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1627 by Assemblymember Lee, an act relating to drinking water.
Senator Dolley.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. This bill is a federal conformity bill conforming state law to federal requirements specifically. AB 1627 preserves the state's authority to implement the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act in California by repealing a provision in the California Safe Drinking Water Act that may be construed to exempt food facilities that operate public water systems from regulations under the California Safe Drinking Water Act. Additionally, AB 1627 conforms California's definition of a public water system to the federal definition by aligning the California Safe Drinking Water Act and the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act. AB 1627 ensures that the state law is no less than strengthening the federal law. This protects the state's primary authority to enforce the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act in California. There's no opposition. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? This item is also eligible for unanimous roll call. Any objections? Ayes are 38, noes are 0. That measure passes.
Next up is file item 134, Assemblymember Pellerin, Senator Becker. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 939 by Assemblymember Pellerin, an act relating to the Santa Clara Valley Water District.
Senator Becker, the floor is yours.
Thank you, members. This is a district bill that updates a state law that applies only to the Santa Clara Valley Water District. It updates antiquated limits on bond issuance that Forest Valley Water finance some of the largest projects in the state using costly borrowing other than general obligation bonds. It has bipartisan support. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate on this item? Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, this is eligible for unanimous roll call. Is there any objection to the unanimous roll call? Seeing none, ayes 38, no 0, the measure passes.
Now we move on to our last Assembly third reading bill. This is file item 235, Padilla. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 102 by Assemblymember Cervantes relative to California Lowrider Day.
Senator Padilla.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise on behalf of the Latino Legislative Caucus to present Assembly Concurrent Resolution 102. To celebrate the history and culture of low riding and cruising and declare the first Sunday of summer to be observed as California Low Riding Day. Low riders originated in Los Angeles in the 1940s and grew alongside the Chicano movement in the 1960s. Car clubs became community hubs, offering services such as fundraising for the United Farm Workers, labor union, and hosting healthcare initiatives. Low riding has become woven into the Latino identity. It's a culture that challenged and was challenged and targeted by police and for a period of time was banned by law. During the Chicano art movement, many Chicanos decided to express their cultural values, histories, personal stories, and religious beliefs through the art embellished in their vehicles. Cruising allows for a low and slow drive with the purpose of showing others the work that goes into and put into and is on display on the vehicles. Today, lowriders have begun to be seen as celebrations of culture and identity that they are, rather than falsely being feared as gang manifestations. Recently, the lowrider community successfully achieved the repeal of cruising bans in the cities of San Jose, Sacramento, Salinas, and San Diego. Lowriders continue to challenge erasure, segregation, and social immobility and emphasize the politics of presence of Latino voices in our community. This visibility reaches neighborhoods outside of their own, sharing identity and culture and leading to a deeper understanding between and among our communities. For these reasons, colleagues, I respectfully ask for your aye vote on ACR 102.
I thank you. This measure is also eligible for unanimous roll call. Any objections? Any discussion or debate first? See none. Any objection to unanimous roll call? See none. The ayes are 38, noes are 0. That measure passes. Now, members, we're going to move on to the consent calendar and special consent calendar. I want to take another opportunity for anyone who would like to remove anything from the consent calendar or the special consent. Senator Limon.
Thank you. I'd like to remove file item 262, AB 1612 by Pacheco from the consent calendar for purposes of amendments.
Yes, we'll note. Anyone else? Any other members? Secretary, please read both the consent calendar and the special consent calendar.
Assembly Bill 458, 1029, Senate Concurrent Resolution 74, Assembly Bill 303, 334, 451, 614, 630, 834, 847, 857, 928, 932, 1013, 1074, 1271, 1285, 1307, 1605, 1759, 1764, Senate Bill 259, 678, 885, 406.
Thank you. Please call the roll on file item 236.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill. Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins. Aye. Becker.
Aye.
Aye. Blakespear. Aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman. Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Laird. Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Minjavar.
Aye.
Min. Newman.
Aye.
Min. Aye. Win.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa-Bog.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smald Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Eggman. Laird.
Ayes are 38, noes are 0 on file item 236. The ayes are 38, noes are 0 on both consent calendars. Both consent calendars are adopted. Members, now is the time to for adjourn in memories. And we have a number today, and we'll start out with Senator Hurtado.
Good morning, Mr. President and members. I rise today to adjourn in the memory of Doña Josefina Flores Cervantes, a United Farm Worker trailblazer who passed away peacefully on Monday, June 26th in Visalia at the age of 92. Josefina was born on October 24th, 1930 in Calexico, California, to a family with Yaqui indigenous origins from the Mexican state of Sonora. Denied a formal education, she learned to read and write on her own. Josefina had worked as a farm worker for decades before first meeting Cesar Chavez in the 1960s. That meeting changed the course of her life. For decades, Josefina played a key role in nearly every major United Farm Workers campaign and event, and was a living witness of the movement's exploits and sacrifices. She was shot and seriously wounded during an incident in a field. She joined lengthy farm worker journeys along rural highways to this very capital, sometimes in the heat of the summer, to help win momentous UFW legislative wins. Josefina engaged in FAST well into her 80s, and she was an inspiration for generations of young UFW organizers and staff. Josefina Flores is survived by two children, Yolanda Herrera and Maria de Los Angeles Sauceta Gomez. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Her Democratic Union values and Si Se Puede attitude have been passed on to 5 generations. When reflecting on Josefina's life, Dolores Huerta stated, "Josefina was at every march, every picket line, every event. She was completely dedicated and loyal to the farm workers' cause, a true warrior. I respectfully request that the Senate adjourn in her memory."
Thank you. Please bring her name up to the desk. I will now go to Senator Bradford. No? Let's move on to Senator Wiener.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise to ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of Dr. Lawrence Chung, an exemplary physician and fierce advocate within the medical community. He was 51 and died after a battle with cancer. Dr. Chung was born in Hong Kong, raised in New Jersey, graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University. He later attended Columbia Medical School, contributing to Columbia's first course on cultural diversity in medicine, and became the first national president of the Asian Pacific American Medical Student Association. He trained in internal medicine at UCSF and then did a dermatology residence at Washington University in St. Louis. While Dr. Chung's accomplishments in his clinical practice alone would have been noteworthy, he also dedicated much of his life to public health advocacy. In 2014, he was elected president of the San Francisco Marin Medical Society. He served as chair of the Medical Society's delegation to the California Medical Association on the CMA Board of Trustees, as a delegate to the American Medical Association, and as co-chair of the PacWest Resolutions Committee. In 2022, he was elected vice speaker of the CMA House of Delegates. He was a fellow at the American Academy of Dermatology. He was a volunteer teaching instructor at UCSF, at St. Mary's Medical Center, and CPMC. And he mentored many physicians who aspired to achieve his extraordinary levels of leadership. Dr. Chung was instrumental in launching the successful San Francisco Soda Tax Initiative. I had the honor of working closely with him on that campaign. And he courageously fought against big tobacco with the ban on flavored tobacco products. Outside of his work in the medical community, Dr. Chung was a loving husband and father who always found time to spend with his family. A passionate amateur gourmet chef, he enjoyed cooking for his family and for guests. Dr. Chung will be missed by many who considered him a friend and a mentor, including myself. His impact in medicine and public health will continue through his lasting and durable work. He improved the lives of countless people in San Francisco and beyond. Dr. Chung is survived by his wife, Angela, by his children, Amelia and Aiden, by his parents, Helena and Eddie Chung, and by his sibling, Sonny. Colleagues, please join me in adjourning the Senate today in memory of this extraordinary leader.
Thank you. Please bring his name up to the desk. Now we'll go to Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I rise today to adjourn in memory of a great friend, neighbor, and civic leader, Ms. Joyce Marie Watson. Ms. Watson was born in Hallettsville, Texas, on December 29, 1934. After graduating high school in El Paso, Ms. Watson moved to California at the age of 18. It was in California where she met her first husband, Sunny Thompson and gave birth to her son, Daryl Thompson. Ms. Watson later met Charles Watson, and they married in 1969 and moved to Gardena, where they built a community of service, friends, and family. Ms. Watson and her family lived around the corner from me, and I knew her for many years, and she was active in everything in Gardena, from block clubs to neighborhood watch to homeowners association. In her 20 years, Joyce worked for the IRS, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, as a special education teacher, and was a civilian employee for the Air Force Station in Maywood. She found a career in banking at Bank of America in downtown LA, where she worked for 28 years until she retired in 1991. After retirement, Ms. Watson continued to working as a certified nurse assistant at Kelly Service, working for the sick and elderly. Ms. Watson was an active member of Holly Park Church in Gardena, a member of the United Methodist Women's Club for over 60 years, and an avid member of the church choir for decades. She was a classically trained singer, had tremendous pitch and a great ear for music. Over the years, Joyce stayed committed as an organizer and an active church member and a mentor to many men and women, not only in our community, but throughout Southern California. Joyce moved to Las Vegas in 2020 and enjoyed her final moments with her great-granddaughter. Ms. Watkins passed away peacefully on June 10th, 2023, in her granddaughter's home. She is survived by her brother-in-law, Harold, her daughter-in-law, Isella and Leona, and many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and godchildren. Members, please join me in joining in memory of the memory of Joyce Marie Watson.
Thank you. Please bring her name to the desk because she can be properly memorialized. Next up, Senator Thrasa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I ask that we adjourn in the memory of noted labor photographer Slobodan Dimitrov, who just passed at the age of 71. Mr. Dimitrov was born in the former Yugoslavia in 1952. As a child, he and his family emigrated from the Yugoslavia Republic to Germany, then to France, then to Los Angeles, and eventually settling in San Pedro. As a young man, he was stationed in Germany during his army service, where he first developed an interest in photography. Following his service, which helped him acquire his American citizenship, he worked in dark rooms across the Southern California as a trained photographer. He soon became interested in photographing workers and the labor movement in Los Angeles area. Due to his exposure to socialism from his childhood in Yugoslavia, along with his experiences with the culture and art of France, he was also inspired by the documentation of the civil rights movement in the U.S. and the end of European colonialism in Asia and Africa. He ended up being the unofficial photographer of the labor movement for Los Angeles for the last 30 years, during a crucial time in the city's history. He was everywhere all the time. A recurring theme in his powerful work is capturing the dignity of each and every person. His portraits of both public figures and essential workers highlight the value in treating everyone with humanity and importance. Some of his portraits have been memorialized in his project, Artist Portraits, which were recently showcased in San Pedro at the Angels Gate Cultural Center. His works have been featured in over 130 national and international exhibitions. Of notable works was a 20-year-long project to photograph the Pile Drivers Union. He also completed a photographic mural entitled The Longshore, which is on display in a building in downtown San Pedro and showcases some of the most important longshore occupations in the port. Throughout his life, he was a contributing photographer and writer for many Los Angeles-based labor publications, the LA Weekly, the Dispatcher, Building Trades, SEIU and Unite Here publications, and also The Economist, America at Work, The Nation, and Los Angeles Magazine. He was also commissioned by the Los Angeles Public Library several times to provide photographs of industrial and occupational life in Los Angeles. Mr. Dimitrov's work sought to share a unique perspective of regular working people who work in many different occupations, along with being able to memorialize important events, moments, and people in the labor movement. He is survived by his wife, Lisa, and daughters, Veronica and Christiana Dimitrov, his mother, Radmila Dimitrov, and his sister, Yasmina Snyder. Memory eternal, brother. You will be missed but not forgotten. Colleagues, join me in sending our deepest condolences to his family for their tremendous loss.
Thank you. Please bring his name up to the desk. Next up, we have Senator Glaser.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'd ask that the Senate adjourn today in the memory of Dr. Carol Wayland Connor, who died this spring at the age of 80. Dr. Connor was a psychologist, teacher, and spiritual leader. She was born in 1942 on the Pawnee American Indian Reservation in Oklahoma, where her father, a music teacher, was stationed there during World War II. Her family eventually moved to Visalia in the Central Coast, where she graduated as a valedictorian of her high school class. She earned her bachelor's degree in English literature from UC Berkeley and her PhD in clinical psychology from Catholic University in Washington, D.C. She had a private therapy practice for 25 years, first in Washington, D.C., later in Walnut Creek, where she was also a volunteer counselor with the Mother Teresa Missionaries of Charity in San Francisco. Dr. Connor made a huge impact in the Bay Area and other parts of the nation through her service to the homeless and marginalized people in our communities. On her walks through neighborhoods in Walnut Creek, she saw unsold fresh food being thrown away by supermarkets and restaurants. So in 2013, she founded White Pony Express, a volunteer organization that rescues fresh surplus food from supermarkets and restaurants and delivers it to the underserved in Contra Costa County. I selected her organization as my nonprofit of the year in 2018. In 2019, she received a Community Service Award from AARP after the 2018 campfire in Butte County, where she personally delivered food, clothing, and cash to survivors on countless 8-hour trips from the Bay Area. Friends say that Dr. Connor could walk 6 to 10 miles every day in the communities where she lived. She always carried carefully gift-wrapped $100 bills and gave them to those in need. Connor started White Pony Express because she felt there is so much material wealth in America that no one needs to go to bed without proper food, clothing, and shelter. Her husband, Gary Connor, preceded her in death. I want to express my condolences to Dr. Connor's surviving family, her stepchildren, Marika Beck and Robin Connor, 5 grandchildren, and many others who were touched by her loving spirit. With that, I'd ask respectfully that the Senate adjourn in her honor today.
Thank you. Please bring her name up to the desk. Our last adjourn in memory today will be Senator Portantino.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I rise today to ask the Senate to adjourn in the memory of Burbank resident Roy Wiegand. Roy will be remembered for his kindness and selfless generosity. He was a musician and beloved band teacher. He played the trumpet over the course of his career and performed with The Who, Wayne Newton, and Mel Torme. He was also an avid cyclist and a marathoner who led a life of service. He often dedicated his long-distance runs and bike rides to support a number of philanthropic causes, many inspired by his friends and neighbors. In particular, when a friend's son tragically lost a battle to cancer at 12, Roy began dedicating runs to support the families that were touched by cancer. He certainly was a cause-driven person. There are many people in this world who make a difference on a macro level, you know, tackle big issues, community level, family level. Roy was one of those people who just touched his family, his neighbors, and then global positions as well. He was cause-driven, certainly, but a great father and spouse. I had the honor of listening to his daughter, Sophie, touchingly speak about her father at his memorial this past weekend, and it truly was a special relationship you could see that he had with his daughter, so much so that when I came home from the service, I sat in my own daughter's room for 20 minutes just wondering, you know, whether I can attain such a relationship with my own daughters. And it was really both sad and inspiring at the same time. At the time of his passing, he was actually in the final days of a 2,500-mile charity bike ride, raising money for the Navajo Water Project. He is survived by his wife, Angela, son, Dylan, daughter, Sophie, and father, Roy Sr. His family and friends and countless individuals were touched by his life and will forever cherish his memory. And this is a human being who made a difference every day in his life, and I respectfully ask for the Senate to adjourn in his memory.
Thank you. Please bring his name up to the desk so he can be properly memorialized. Now we moved on to announcements. Senator Dolley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, as many of you have asked me, I know maybe the new members don't know this, but every year the Dolley family brings peaches to the chambers. And so on Monday, I will be bringing peaches. We will be bagging them up and actually deliver them to your office. For the staff as well, we will have many more peaches to hand out to the staff. So Megan and I will be, I'll have a truckload, 40 lugs of peaches on Monday. So I hope you are ready to enjoy some fresh, right off of the vine peaches on Monday. So I look forward to bringing those down, and I hope you enjoy them.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to that for sure. If there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, thank you for your work this week. It's good everyone's back, and I hope you all have a peachy weekend as we look forward to Monday. And with that, Mr. President, our next floor session is scheduled for Monday, August 21st, 2023, at 2 p.m.
The Senate will be in recess till 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday, August 21st, at 2 p.m. Thank you.